Kuh ist halt das Kurzlauf, das ist ein Kuhfraff. Okay, ist auf Kuhfraff, hey, um ein Kuhfraff, hey, wir nehmen hier die letzte Mission auf Kuhfraff, da oben wir ist. Okay, weil wir machen hier tomorrow. Kommen wir hier tomorrow? Wir holen Bier. I'll go to Lego tomorrow when?
In touch, let's talk.
Okay, so we'll talk tomorrow. This will be you and Shlomi.
Wait, what's his name, Arya?
What?
Arya's around?
Arya's not going to come. He's too tired.
What's with their friend, Lobel?
I told him the Sig is not for him. Mm-hmm. No, they're coming in.
The vial. Edson.
We have the kulius means the leg, the main hip bone, the bone of the hip of a dead body. The kulius.
Not a human being.
Okay, but we said the psachim tanan pipi. When I said this is the kulius of matam misayudayim, the gosh who are bottom mishem chash lekuna the atz lekuna the first shasam the gosh.
Why are we going from the kulius hamais to kulius hamakdoshin? Interesting.
We're giving different examples of something. We want to give different examples.
I don't know.
We want to give different examples. Different examples. We want to see. Let's see. I really don't know.
This is an intermediate stage of nevela before you get to Mekdoshim.
That's right. That's correct. I don't know. Let's see. We'll have to see. Maybe when it says close to mace, lachar means a human being. We only use the word mace by a human being. We never use the word mace by an animal.
Wow.
Okay. So therefore, close to Mekdoshim, you have an animal. What Mekdoshim means? It means a pigle nicer. Pigul and as you have over here and meat and the coin had a kavana, chutz l'zman. What is the halacha? The halacha is if a kavana chutz l'zman. So the basar not only is a chiv karis to eat it, but it's also its tame.
What does that mean?
That if you touch it, you become tame.
What does that mean?
So you become a sheni. It means that that only your hands are tame. But the rest of your body, so you do not need to go to mikvah. All you need to do is wash your hands.
Why would Chazal do that?
Because the Kohanim, it was psychological technique, because Kohanim, they did not care if there was noiser in the base of Mekdash. They don't care. But they care about Toma. There's a corruption.
Someone who eats a pigle or noiser.
Well, the pigle is chiv karis.
Yeah.
Noiser is the loisa say.
Right. So
Kohanim,
there's always a possibility that people are going to come by mistake to eat it.
Kohanim are going to make it. They're going to allow the meat to turn into noiser. And they're going to allow the meat to turn into pickle. It's not they're going to eat it. They're going to allow it to happen. Okay, so therefore, they're going to allow the Kohanim are going to get. They're not going to be makbid to make sure there's no bad kavana. So Chazal said, you know what's going to happen? If you go and you are lazy and you allow the meat to turn into pickle, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to make it tameh.
You're not allowing it to turn to pig, you're allowed to turn to
nicer. Or let's say you'll be lazy in your kavana, and you'll have a bad kavana. You don't care, it's not a bad kavana, big deal. So it's karis. Right. No, it's not karis. We learned this so many times. How can you say that?
How can I say what?
That it's karis. That it's not karis.
Only if you eat it. Exactly.
But if you make a pigle is not karis.
I never said it is.
So therefore the coin's going to go out kavana.
Achilas mizbeach and achilas odom is karis. I know that.
Exactly.
Right now.
There's no karis. We put on the mizbeach.
By pigle.
No, definitely not.
What is
over? Over nothing. You put on the mizbeach. You're over on a. I don't even know what you're. What are you over on? I don't even know what you're on. The only thing is when we have karis is if you eat. A kezayis of pigle. But you first have to make a chalosh shaf pigle. Harich shaf pigle. You have to have a kavana.
The formal thing, four things.
Kavana, one of the four things, chutz l'zman, in order that you matir, that a matir will be. No, when you're doing one of the avodos, you have a kavana that one of the matirim should be chutz l'zman, chutz l'mukaymai. If you have this kavana, it's chal on the basa, chal is pickle. That if someone will now come along, it'll be chayav karis. So Chazal did not want people to kohanim to be lazy and allow them and have these kavanas to create a chal is pickle. So what do? They say if you do it and you do create a chal is pickle, you do have this kavana, then the basar is going to have the status of a a rishon, and it'll be metame your yodayim.
The whole body, not because the person wasn't metame, can become a rishon.
Right, a rishon can make. Well, a rishon cannot make a person into a sheni. There's no such thing as a person becoming the yodayim. The yodayim. Well, is that taka true? Not so sure. No, I take that back. A person can become a sheni. No, a whole body can become a sheni. If you touch a rishon, your whole body becomes a sheni. But they made this only tummy to negeya that if you touch it, it's not a real tumma. That if you touch it, your hands become a sheni, not your whole body.
Yeah, I'm just wondering over here, just if you don't mind. Pigel, then shakun shakriva chisha v'shas asiyas achas me'abas avodas hadam. Yeah. Shchita. Kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. Lizrika is hadam, hakarban achas man.
Zrika.
Lizrika is hadam achas man. Lachas which man?
Today, before after chatzos, after shtigis lachama.
Oy lahakti min emurim lachas manim.
To mark the right to the mizbech exactly.
But if he didn't do the haktara, is the pickle.
And then you did the Haktorah. So now it's chalois. There's a chalois on the basar din pigel. Shalom aleichem. It's chalois. Not here. You can sit here. No, it's not over here. And it's tables too far apart. I can't kick
I'm
you.
I'm allergic to your legs.
We have new tables. We have new tables now.
Okay.
So now there's no. I can't reach you.
Which daf?
Kuf chav hei.
We started the Mishnah on the bottom.
Kuf chav hei.
I don't. I'm just trying to get a clarification. Ela hakdim in emurim achaz manim. So you had a kavana
when you did one of the four below this. Right. You're going to be makdim in emurim after achaz manim. When is that tonight? Wait.
Tomorrow.
No.
You have a day and a night.
No. You have to put the emurim on the mizbeach when it's
what's
still
the first,
day.
What's the first mishnah in B'sachas Brachas?
What?
Achatzois. But really, you could do the haktara the whole night.
The haktara can go the whole night, but you have to put the emurim on the mizbeach.
Okay, it says over here, but if a person never did that, he had a machshavas pigel, he never put it on the mizbeach, he's not over nothing. It's only if he put it there, he's over
a pigel. Exactly.
But you use it before achilas mizbeach, it's not pigel.
You have to have that bad kavana. You did one of the four avoidas. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. When you did one of these four avoidas, you had a kavana that I will
I will potentially be mazrik, zerik, dudam, lachas mana. That's the first thing. Lizrik is a dam.
Yeah.
The Zrika.
Right.
What am I going to do the Zrika? Tonight.
Okay.
Or what am I going to do the Haktaras HaImurim? Tonight.
Okay.
Because even though the Imurim can burn on the Mizbeach the entire night, they have to be put on the Mizbeach before it's night.
Right.
Okay. Or Lahakter.
To burn. The Imurim. Chutz L'zman.
But if I never put it on the Mizbeach.
Yeah. Then after you have this evil Kavano. This bad
it's only if I had Achilles Mizbeach am I over on Pigel. You then have to continue.
Good. You had the Kavanah. You're going way too fast.
There's three possibilities. Three ways.
You're mixing things up. Yeah, let's discuss one case. Okay. Let's discuss one case. I did the Zrika. I did the Shchita. Okay? Let's do that case. Okay?
Right.
When I did the Shchita, what was my Kavanah? My Kavanah was, I'm going to do the Zrika when? When am I going to do the Zrika? At night, okay? And now. When did I actually do the Zrika? Tell me, did I end up doing the Zrika?
It makes no difference at this point.
No, wrong. There's no did the pig unless you end up doing the Zrika Bizman.
Of course.
Bizman.
Of course, I did the Zrika. If I do La'achizman.
Then it's possible.
It's possible.
And there's no pig.
There's no pig.
Okay. You have to do the Zrika Bizman.
Right, because it's a matter.
So I did the Zrika.
Right.
So what's the only problem? It was everything is said and done. I did the Shchita. And when I did the Shchita, I had a Kavana. What was my Kavana?
That I'm going to do it, L'achizman, but in fact I did it Bizman.
But in fact you did Bizman.
Right.
So now the Soif Ma, after everything, the only thing that was wrong was there was the Kavana Chutz L'zman. What's the status of the Basa now?
The status of the Basa is Pigel.
There's a Chalit. So what's the Nafka mean this Pigel? If someone will come along and eat it, what will it be Chayiv?
Kars.
Minat Torah. Is this boss or is it Torah Tameh? Minat Torah.
What's the question?
The mission right now is telling us.
The boss or Pigel. Is it Torah Tameh?
The mission is not telling you. It's
Matameh.
It's Matameh?
Yes. Minat Torah.
No.
Minat Torah, it's Tor.
Yeah.
Midrabanan, what's the status of the basar?
Yadayim only.
Oh, it's tameh. What kind of very light tumah? There's some time to yadayim. Why did Chazal
not the body, not the clothing, just the hands.
Just the hands, just your hands. Why did Chazal enact that the basar should be tameh midrabanan? Why? Because it was a warning to the kohanim who were playing with their minds. The Rabbanan were playing with the minds of the Kohanim. The Rabbanan knew that the Kohanim are very makbid on Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. They're extremely makbid, meticulous. But they're not so makbid that their Kavanah should be in order.
That's very interesting.
Therefore, they said, you want to play games with your Kavanahs? You know what? We're going to punish you.
Who said the Chazal?
Chazal said this. Rashi,
why would they be so meticulous when it comes to this?
Look, Chazal said, the Ma'ase Hoy, they had a race on the Mizbeach. One guy won, so one of the other guys got the knife and he stabbed him. And what they say, get the guy out of here before he dies, so he should not be mitam with the mizbeach. So they were more concerned that the mizbeach should not become tamei than murder.
So one more time here. So he had an achshuv. Not say he had an achshuv. So when he does the achshuv, if he eats the pig, what was it? If he does the haktara?
Same thing.
Also curries.
No. There is no din of taking the imurim and burning it on the Mizbech to be Chayef Koris. The Din Pigel is only Achilas Odom.
Right.
There's no such thing Achilas Mizbech to Mechayef Pigel.
Right.
But it will Shaf Pigel if he had Machshava to do that.
To be Machshava, correct. If he has a Kavanah to do the Imum Liachazman, it's now, and he brings the Imurim.
You have four Malachas, can I get three possibilities to shop it, make it piggle. And the only time it actually becomes piggle is if you eat it. That's it.
Exactly. And you show the truth is when it comes to the Imurim, you know, something, it doesn't even matter if he doesn't bring the Imurim on the Mizbeach. The boss was still piggle. Only when it comes to the blood is there a hakpad,
the
blood.
That's the matter.
Because the Imurim is not ma'akev. The Imurim is not ma'akev. Now look at the tabrash.
So one second, if your son has a machshav, the Imurim I'm going to burn at night, that doesn't become piggle. It's only the Zriga.
No, it does become piggle. No. If I have a kavana that I'm going to burn the Imurim at night, then...
What happens if someone eats it? He's chayef karas? Chayef
karas, yes. The meat, the regular meat,
yeah,
is chayef
karas.
Not the... I don't think the Imurim is chayef karas, because the Imurim...
Imurim means fats?
Imurim means the limbs... limbs and fats that are meant to be burned on the Mizbeach.
Not to be eaten.
Not to be eaten.
So the rest, you chayef karas.
The rest, you chayef karas, right. What is meant to be eaten, there will be a chayef karas.
What happened? Is there... I know there's a nesa to eat the chalav ma'amirim. What happens if someone eats it? What's the punishment? Just in general, he eats
in
it.
General, chaylev is chiv karis. In general, that's that we had.
Okay, amirim.
And then there's ni'ila. There's a din of another carbon chatos, carbon asham, a carbon asham for being nene from kachay mizbeach.
And what about b'mezid? Is there an einish?
B'mezid, chayev a carbon asham when you boil b'mezid. It's the only time you chayev a carbon when you do something b'mezid.
Yeah,
carbon asham. All of the Ashamas, Yechayiv, even when you do it b'mezid, if I'm not mistaken. For sure, when you have Hana from the property of the Beis HaMikdash, b'mezid, Yechayiv, b'mekarbon Hashem.
So, one second. So, if you eat fats, then you're over until Lavin.
You're a Karis, for eating Chela.
Chayiv Karis? But what?
And Yechayiv, b'mekarbon Hashem, for being well behegdish.
Uh-huh.
Two things: you chayev carbon asham and you chayev carbon chayev karis. Amazing, and the Gemara talks about why this really totally in the sugya of iser chal al iser.
Oh.
Because when the animal is born, there's a chayev on the chayle.
Yes.
How can you not be chayev carbon asham? That's a
topic. How could you be chayev on carbon asham?
Asham ain iser chal al iser. It's an iser koilel.
Or it's
a moisef, whatever which one, because the iser mi'ila is not just on the forbidden fats, it's on the whole animal.
Oh.
So mela, since it's chal and more things, mela comes on.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now look at the Rashi. The coolest, and the now here is the chiddush.
What does kolius mean? That's a part of a...
Kolius means the bone, the hip bone.
So what does he do with that?
It's tamei. But I'm going to show one thing over here, that we're saying a chiddush. Not only is there a bone in Aktuma on the basar, they enacted tumah on the bone.
Uh-huh.
The bone. The bone is not shaykh. The person eats the bone. If you eat the bone.
The chiddush is even stumim. Closed.
Even closed. The marrow is basar.
Right.
You're allowed to have the
person
marrow.
Has only one marrow?
What? The bones have an inside.
What's a marrow?
Bone, there's meat. Marrow has a meat. Inside of the bone, there is meat. There is meat. And when it comes to regular kashrut, you will have to break the bones.
And what's the purpose of a, but what's the health purposes? No, health purpose for that person has a marrow, that, you know.
What?
The marrow.
I think it says all the blood cells.
That's
very important.
I was just about to say.
It's a health right? I don't know. That's just a doctor. It's a critical.
So marrow means what's inside the bone?
Inside. What's inside the bone, the whole
that's called the marrow.
Life, the whole life of a person depends upon what's inside his bones.
Amazing.
What's inside. And when it comes to a carbon pesach,
I know Nabuch, someone had that. Marrow
replaced. Transplant. That life of the carbon pesach you know how to eat. The etzem lesish
derubo. Not
derech eres. No, that's one shot. The ayin panim l'toira. It's not derech
eres. Not derech eres. That shows of poverty, honey.
You're a fresser. Oh, you're so machmir to go take the marrow of the bones.
The honey sucks at the bones.
Sucks at the bones. But there's a more. But today we understand a much greater depth into a chazal say ayin panim l'toira. The marrow.
I once saw this people eating. And it was very disgusting, like a Robson. He's like, yeah, it's not enough. He's eating. He just has to suck out and chew.
Is that we know today that the marrow is the life of the person. A person has certain types of diseases. He has to have a bone marrow transplant.
Only one.
No, whatever. I don't know the problem.
They get in
with a needle. They get in right very easily in order to get in. There's a piece of cake. They get in there. They have to inject fresh bone marrow, and it rejuvenates the person. So what do we learn from this, from science today? Is that the marrow, in the marrow, is the chiyus of the person. The Torah says the korban pesach, you don't eat the marrow. The pesach represents the atzmius of Klal Yisrael. It is not eaten. It is not. You don't consume it. The Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Klal Yisrael is not. They don't disappear. They don't go away. The essence of Klal Yisrael remains the Nitzri. It's not to be consumed.
So he says, "Koyes amaze."
We say at the end. We say what's the word that we say in the Haggadah? We say in the Haggadah at the end of the Haggadah. We say, "Shvoicha Mosal Agam Asher lo Yiducha VeHamamlochis."
It's a pasuk in Tehillim.
All chales
Yaakov. You know it's in Tehillim. Yeah.
It's a combination of two psukim. V'yesnodeu heishamu. All chales Yaakov. They ate up Yaakov. They ate us up.
Yaakov means destroyed in that context.
Okay. Ochal. So we are now the etzem losish berubo. You cannot eat. Yaakov does not eat the marrow. Why? Because the marrow, the pesach. Is the carbon pesach represents Klal Yisrael, sekvas m'seizim, and the pnimius of the carbon pesach is not to be consumed. We're not like the goyim who is ochal es Yaakov. We don't eat up the carbon pesach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? All right, look at this very important Rashi.
So,
look at this Tab Rashi.
So, Koyes Hamais, Koyes Mekdashin.
Look at the Tab Rashi. Look at the Mekdashin. The seven Sochim. Tell me the Pigle. It's the Pigle of Hanoisar. Metamis Yodayim. Pigle. And Noisar is Metame the Yodayim. Midrabonon. Why did the Rabonon enact? The gods of Rabonon Mishim Chash, they couldn't because the Koyhanim, they were the Koyhanim that were not 100% religious. What did they do? The Atzle, they were lazy.
Kayam's reason.
Yeah, that's what, that's what it says.
Unbelievable.
They were lazy. And therefore, what the Chazal do, they play with their minds. They say, you want to be lazy? You want to allow the bone. You want to allow it to turn into noise. The Pigle, the God, the Goshu, Afat, Samar, Shashimshu, Noisar. So here's the Chish. Not only did they make a Gzerah, that the Bosar is in time of the Adayim. They made a Gzerah, the coolest. On the bones of Noisar, the bones of Pigle, is also Mitame the Yodayim. Even though there's no Loisas, if a person, he takes the bone and he eats the bone, is he Chayiv Karas the Pigle? No. Is he Chayiv a Loisas if a Noisar? No. Yet, the bone is still Mitame the Yodayim. Vita in the Mishnah.
Very interesting.
Next.
So, one second. So, Kiryas Hamayis, Kiryas Hamakadashin.
The course of a human being.
It's Matame. The hands. What about a mace?
No,
the mace is the whole.
It's an avatum. By a mace, it's an avatum. A human being, a dead body, a human being. It's an avatum. Avia voice.
Avia voice. So if a person touches it, it becomes an avatama. So why are you saying the bone? What difference is the bone of the rest of the body?
That's the Chishon Rishon. We want to contrast all the different types of bones.
Uh-huh.
Let's see the Rishon. Then we go to the Kulas HaMikdashim, which is a very lightweight tumma. It's not even going to be a Rish. It's going to only be have the correct time of the Yodayim. Midrabanon. Not
is that called a Shein L'tum?
No, because a Shein, a Rishon is it will be metam of the whole person's body into a Sheini. Here, the bone is only metam of the Yodayim. Hanagebuchai be touched them, bein, stumin, bein, nikuvim, where the bone is sealed. Where the bone is.
What do you mean sealed or holes? I don't understand that.
Because it's assuming that the marrow is inside, there's basar inside.
There's
basar inside.
Nee.
So therefore, maybe only in that case are we going to say that the Rabbanan enact that you should be tamei because you're touching because noise is real
so,
giggle.
If this, so one second.
The chiddush is stumim. Sorry, the chiddush is stumim. That's the chiddush.
Even when
so one second. When you say marrow, you mean what's inside.
The chiddush is stumim.
That's called stumim?
Yes.
As opposed to if it's apparent, you mean, and you can actually see the
if it's
the,
open, it, if think. It's open, it leaked out. No, the chiddush, is proof I care when it's open.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
open.
Like.
When it's open,
you sure? And it leaked out, and still it's metama.
It leaked out. There's nothing left inside.
It's a dry piece of
you
bone.
You say that it's inside? You can touch because it's still inside. I hear what you think. I don't know the answer.
Oh, I hear what the swara that it is inside, but it's open, and you touch. So the chiddush is even if it's closed.
What does Rashi say? What does Rashi? Rashi over here says nevela ein atzmasecha metama.
What are you saying now?
They exist in the kasha.
There's no Rashi here.
There's a Rashi, but Neveh, I'm reading the other Rashi we left out. Neveh. Rashi is in the kasha. The Rashi is asking the Dibur HaMas called Neveh. There is no word Neveh anywhere in the Mishnah. Okay?
There is. Koyus Neveh.
There is no Koyus Neveh. Where?
The next one. You didn't learn it yet.
Oh, I didn't see. You're right. I made a mistake. Okay, let's go and go right then. There is no Rashi then on Stumna. Let's go right then. Koyus Neveh.
It seems like Rashi assumed that we'll understand it without his. About without his elaboration,
coolest nevela the coolest asharet.
What does he say there? What's the nekuvim stumim? No, I'm.
Where
no.
Do the bones?
What's the chiddush? The cloak. What's the shot? What you just said nekuvim? It's open, but it's still there.
If shel gas be moyach shebefnin by stumim.
If it's sasum,
it's called the moyach. I mean the marach.
The marach.
He refers to as the moyach.
The Moyach Shabbat.
Yeah. Moyach is called Mara. Next, coolest Nevela, the coolest Asheretz. New Halach, we have because the other one of the Nevela of a dead animal, the coolest Asheretz, the coolest Sheretz. And remember, Sheretz is not like what people think. The average guy on the street thinks a Sheretz is a cockroach, a water bug. I'm sorry.
Weasel.
A Sheretz is a big animal, it's a big rodent. It's a good Zach, a Sheretz.
Raccoon.
Raccoon, the big zachin.
Raccoon is a sheretz. Like
a rabbit. These are big creatures.
Mm-hmm.
The coolest
rabbit is a sheretz?
I think so, yeah.
Rabbit's kosher.
Rabbit's kosher?
Who says a rabbit's kosher?
Last I ate it, I thought it was kosher.
Okay, it's coolest nevela, the coolest sheretz.
Can you have that? I don't know.
So here's the chiddush. If it's sisumim, if it's sealed, you can't get to the marrow, then I'll tell him. Nikuvim,
the proof is in the pudding.
Okay,
that's why the mission was split up this way because we want to bring in this chiddush.
Right, we want
to bring in the nikuvim kolshu. What do you mean kolshu? It has a little
even the smallest hole.
Contrast to the other cases where if it's nikuvim,
it makes no difference. It's tummy no matter what. When it comes to nevela,
has a different halacha. We're more lenient.
When it comes to that's tummy no matter what. Minai and Shabbat Masa. How do you know that?
One second. If it's Tamar Magim, not it's Tamar the touch. Moich inside, it's Tamar
the
bone.
Bone.
Yeah.
The previous case also was Bein Nekuvim Tamar.
The bone. What are you talking about? What?
When you said before, Bein Nekuvim, the previous case is also called Shul
Chayr. Right, of course.
Yeah,
of course,
so why is he adding over here called Shul before not?
Why? Because since when it comes to Susumim, it's going to be Tar. So since that, so it's not like the previous case. The previous case,
maybe we would have thought.
So maybe
we
after
thought.
A significant size, right. Become tough. You know, right, even call shul.
Weiter.
Hanagea tamlam v'mina b'mas. How do you go in?
Why talk about a nevela? I'm sorry, and a sheretz more lenient if it's sealed off.
So look at Rashi. Rashi explains the answer. Nevela einat smesecha mitamin because the MS is there's no tumah altogether. There's no tumah by nevela. Since there's been nevela, sav loy ba'af sam ma'isachin sheretz only the student to home after
we don't find by sheretz only the sheretz, not
no
the bones.
No such thing. It says doesn't say anywhere. It's, therefore it's tar. If it's assumed tar, but even when it comes to masa, you carry it. Normally, you carry it.
So I would think masa is usually more chomer.
Masa, of course, you never touch the masa. Huh? You're right, but since the Torah does
it
not
never
say,
becomes tumah.
Torah does not say anything. Therefore, the kolshim mago the efshal loy liga. It could be, and certainly, Maga, the EF, it's impossible to touch the marrow if the bone is sealed. The afagav, the
shirim. Oh, so we're talking about the touching the marrow.
No, the bone. You're touching the bone. If you touch the marrow, you can become tameh.
It's not possible.
You can't, if the bone is sealed, you can't touch the marrow inside.
That's what I just said now.
Right.
So the reason why it becomes tameh because he comes in contact with his fingers.
But you're not tameh. When it comes to a nevela, you're not tameh. If you touch the bone, you do not become tameh.
Why?
Because the Torah only says you're tameh for touching.
Let's say if it has a little hole, you do.
Then you are.
Even if your fingers do not touch what's inside.
Efsher gas the mayach.
Even
she'efsher by metame b'maga by nekuvim kolshu. Since it's
efsher. In the Rashi.
Since efsher.
Yeah, I'll give the shoy b'machnis moitzi tomil is a kash. But even if the bone is sealed, so what? The bone is a shoymer. And the halacha
the bone is a
shomer?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bone is a
shomer. To the mayach.
The last couple of days, we're learning about yadayim and shomerim.
Oh, the
bone is a guardian.
So therefore, it should be tamei.
Tamei.
The afagav. What do you mean, machnitz and meaning?
The tumah goes in and out. Oh. Two way street.
Through the bone.
Even by the bone?
Yeah,
by the bone.
If it's sealed.
It's sealed. Hani mila b'davash avshali gab b'tumah. Atzma. Here, merdik chedesh. When it comes to a shomer, the only time it's machmis and moitzi tumah is if you were able, if there's also a possibility for you to stick your fingers in and touch the
ikar. There's meat at the end of the bone.
There's a possibility to stick your fingers
to touch the
moyach. Not in the regular case, like a fruit that has a shell on it.
Or a bone with meat, is a meat at the end.
Any bar, the afilu loy nogabo ele b'shomer tumah avol hechad di'ef shor. Liga b'toma atzma, because it's completely enveloped by a shomer. Moyudik yisoyd here.
Zakim in the reisha, he's the tumah.
In the reisha, because it's a takonis rabbanan. Takonis rabbanan, when it comes to pigul, when it comes to Moshe Rashi said, because of lazy kohanim. Lazy kohanim is a special takonah. Avol hecha diyavshu liga b'toma atzma in shomer b'tamei. So this is the chiddush. Okay, so this is the chiddush. This thing should be off. Not to make noise. I apologize to you. We're supposed to keep this thing off. When we learn Torah, this is supposed to be off. Now we're going to keep it off. Turn on airplane mode. And now it cannot possibly...
You buy those books there? Did you find anything over there?
No, I found it in...
The drawer?
In the drawer, yeah. Because I saw that...
I don't know if those books are going to work. Don't put them in so quickly. Don't be passionate.
No, I didn't put it in. In fact, I bought the
okay,
leftovers.
So it was kedai to come today to learn.
I know,
just
they're too thick. Yeah.
Too thin.
It was kedai to
too
come
thin?
Tonight just to learn this one yisod. Committed to memory. And this in your Baki Muflag now for learning 5 daf about the sugya of a shomer. Is the yisod a shomer is only mitame. It's machnas motzi mitame and mitame.
Where it's possible you
to touch the ikar tumah. But if it's completely, the ikar source of tumah is completely enveloped,
like for example,
in
this
the shomer,
hermetically
like
sealed,
like the case of a bone, then even though the bone in essence is a shomer and a yad,
and it should be machnas and moitzi.
Machnas and moitzi, it should be mitame and mitame.
But still,
no, there's no tumah whatsoever. Wasn't it kedai to
once,
come?
But once it has a kol, kolshu, then it's
then it's possible.
So let's see the next
kolshu,
Rashi.
Kolshu, I feel like a chutasara.
What is it saying here? It's possible to put a
of your head or your beard.
And that would be a conduit? Why would that be a conduit? Why would that transfer? Why would a hair transfer?
Right.
Why? You can know because you can make contact with it. You can now touch the ikar. If there's a teeny little hole, you can stick a hair into that.
But your
hole.
Hand can't.
What?
But your finger can't.
So what? Doesn't matter. Exactly because of Rashi. Since there's a way to get it inside to make a connection, there's a way to make a connection to an item which connects. That's good enough. That's the chiddush of Rashi. If there's a hole that's kolshu, you can take a hair of a mud in the Rashi, a hair of your head or a hair of your beard. Since when does Rashi use such an esrois? He tells the two different types of hairs. Yeah, it's a Rashi in Gatshas. Never such a thing in Rashi. Two different types of hairs. Hair of your head, hair of your beard, and you can stick it inside the hole. And that way, the hair can be a conduit. You can connect to the tumah inside. Then the bone is mitame. The bone is also mitame midin shomer. Merdik, huh?
Then it considers that the bone is the machnas.
The bone is going to be a shomer. The bone is a shomer, and the shomer is mitame and mitame. Okay, vayit vos chazov in mishnas in the part by mishnah. The coolest nevela, the coolest asheretz, and the gebrachem sisumim to hoyrim. Nikuvim even call shoot mitame bimaga.
Because usually bones are not batama.
It's a little teeny.
So that's like as if you're touching a piece of beef.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Minayin shiafte masav. There's a little teeny hole. Tamlemar hanogeve hanosei. We have these two words.
How do you know av masav?
You know that if you go and you carry a bone that has a hole the size of a chutasara, that it's going to be mitame.
Yeah.
Mitame. Because we makish the word hanogea to the word hanoisei. There are two words in the pasuk. One word is hanogea, one is hanoisei. We makish one
and
in the parsha, the parsha of Tum of Nevela, in the parsha of Tumas Nevela, we makish one to the other. Anytime there's a potential for there to be Tumas Maga, automatically there's Tumas Masa.
More of a possibility, you know, isn't masa
maga? What do you mean? It doesn't matter.
There's no difference in halacha. Not halacha in.
There's no difference.
There's no difference. Once
maga now, masa? No. Well, normally there are two different halachas.
A lot of times, there's only chayv be maga, not the masa. No.
No. Who said that? No.
Chayv be masa, not be maga.
No. Why do you say that?
I just thought that.
Maga be kzayis basa, kzayis from nevela. There's a tumah called maga.
It says here. Yeah, I have a label lechla maga, label.
Exactly.
If there's no maga, there's no masa.
Exactly. It's totally zebizeh. Hayda with totally zebizeh. We have a drasha. Negev v'hama noisei. Kol eshabol lechlal maga, bol lechlal masa.
What does that mean in a nutshell?
Anything that is shaykh in maga, you automatically chai become tummy if you carry it.
Yeah.
If you take it and you pick it up, even if you don't touch it, I have it on a platter. I don't touch it.
You also become tummy?
Yeah, that's called masa. Tumas masa.
I thought he physically.
No. You carry it. You carry its weight. If I have tummy.
No, but you're saying even, let's say, if you carry it, let's say, on a.
That's called Heset.
Oh.
If you push it, that's called Tumas Heset. Right. That's another type of
Tumah. What about when he puts gloves on?
No, that's exactly what Masa is.
I don't know if that
was Masa.
Like latex gloves, powder free latex gloves.
That's what Masa is if you carry its weight.
Stop.
If you carry
its weight without touching it. Even if you don't come, okay,
yes. Ten mattresses, right?
Esemat. Well, that's how Esemat Sois normally when it comes to sitting. That's Moshav Zav and Nida. That's different halacha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The 10 mattresses, you put your weight, you rest your weight upon something, even if you don't move it, even if you don't, it wasn't twitch. If there are 10 mattresses,
yeah.
And a Zava, or a Nida sits down on the top mattress, and you're not causing the bottom mattress even to twitch, it doesn't matter. All 10 mattresses have the din of an avatama. Very the chomedik halacha. Chazan is miyuchad li yeshiva, miyuchad a moishav or a mishkaf.
Is that the reason very machma by nidam? Kenza she's a zava.
No, we don't today. Everyone is tummy. It doesn't make a difference. Say there's no such thing of tuma when it comes. Nida's tummy. In a chenam she's an avatuma. A nida's navatuma. Bezman hazeh we're totally not machmed on these things.
Machmed on what?
On the tumas nida. In the time of Chazal.
Tumas nida. What do you mean?
A nida is an avatoma.
Yeah.
And the bias is tahar. In the time of Chazal...
Well, I'm not talking about the bias now.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying the reason why Allah is not after 7 days...
That's why she said Zayinikim.
Exactly. Yeah, there's another halacha that you don't...
The Chacham added because maybe Kurva. She's a Zav...
Kurv, the different halachas. One is no. That's because of nida that they're not because they're not.
Why is it that you first wait until the blood stops and then you count them?
Chumras.
Exactly. Because
midaraisa, you don't have to do that.
Can't differentiate.
Exactly. Can't differentiate because we're afraid that a woman is really a zava gedayla. That's a separate halacha. That's an entirely different sugya. Noshim a makbid. A makbid, I feel they see dam kitipas chardel, the yoishvois the
left of Zayinikim.
Zayinikim is because there's a chumra that maybe the woman was a zava gedoyla.
Exactly.
There's
said.
Nothing.
Is a thing called zava gedoyla, zava katana?
Yes. Neither.
Well,
not all zava at all. Nothing. A woman in the beginning of a cycle has dam. She's tummy for 7 days. She's tummy for 7 days, and during those 7 days, just in minatora, the woman, the cycle begins. She can see dam. Continuously from 7 days non-stop, and on day seven she goes to mikvah and mikvah by day.
Just to stop seeing the seventh.
What?
Day. Just to have to see time on the seventh day.
Not have to. Don't have the time in that
Torah. Just to stop.
Stop. She stops seeing blood.
What about if it doesn't stop?
What?
What about after the mikvah?
Then
she still
then
sees
she shemeres yom keneged yom. Then on day eight she has to wait 1 day. If she sees blood 2 days, she has to wait also 1 day. If she sees blood 3 days during the 11 days from day not eight until day 18, then she becomes a Zava Gedoyla. Mm-hmm. And a Zava Gedoyla has to observe Zayin Nikiyim, seven clean days.
Is that applicable today, in our time?
Every time a woman sees blood, she's makbid to observe Zayin Nikiyim. Yeah. Plus, in addition to Zayin Nikiyim, there's also called Hefsekaira.
So no, I'm talking about halachically, after the mikvah, let's say she, then that's the same halacha.
No, if she goes to mikvah and she sees his blood,
afterwards,
she's tamei. It's all over again.
Is that common?
I don't know.
How would you know?
After she goes to mikvah, she's down.
She's tamei. What are you talking about? She's a nida. Depends. She's a nida. What are you talking about? Yes! What are you talking about? A woman goes to mikvah, and after she comes out of mikvah, she's down. It's all over. She has to observe all over again. Zayin Nikiyim all over again. What are you talking about? Unless you go to the Rav, and the Rav says that that's not called Dam. Exactly. She goes to
then she has to wait.
Nothing. Garnish. If the Rav says that it's not called Dam, it's not called Dam.
You mean it might have a certain shade of color, right. But might not be the Dam
not
color.
Might be the Dam color.
Maris.
But if the Rav says that this is Dam, yeah. It's over. Yeah. Well, you went to Mikvah yesterday, too bad for you. You got to do the whole thing all over again. 7 days all over again. The Gantazach all over again.
Yeah.
Vaita.
Okay.
That's what I'll still give you. Esha bolichal mag bolichal masa loy bolichal mag loy bolichal masa. Okay. So what do we learn over here in this halacha? Learn over here in the halacha. Okay. Fine. Now get in. Now let's go back to the sugya. Now get in. Avamahil loy. It says in the Mishnah. We're going back to the mace.
Yeah.
Going back to the mace. A human being. The only thing that's metame be'oihel is a human being. Right. A human being.
Right.
Human being. We learn over here. There's a coolest. We have a bone. We have the hip bone. The big bone, the leg bone, the big bone that's right at the hip, the low portion of the hip, is the coolest, this massive bone of a human being. The guy's dead, and we have this bone here in the laboratory. The bone, if you touch it, it's an avi avos hatumah. But the room, the bias, there's no tumah.
Only not? A dead body, not a bone.
Only basar,
but not a bone.
Or most of the skeleton. Yeah, if you only have bones, you have to have the majority of the bones.
What about the moyach that's inside?
Oh, very good. Excellent question.
So it's sealed.
Doesn't matter. We don't.
We have to know.
The Gemara. Nogein. We finished the Mishnah. Nogein. Okay, it says in the Mishnah, it says when it comes to the bone of the coolest, so you touch, you become a Rishon.
If it's Avi Avos, why don't you become an Avatom?
Well, you do become, you're right, but Aval Mahiloi, but there's no din oihel by a bone, even the coolest.
Hold on a second, you touch a bone, so the person becomes an Avatom?
Yes, But Aval Mahil, but let's say there's a bone, the big bone is in the room, does the room become Tamil? Do you have
no,
to say,
that's only a
Han Marois?
No.
Do you have to say Karamarois? No. Why not? But there's a bone, there's basar inside of it. Why don't I say it right? Maloy, hechi dami, what's the case? If there's a kazayis basar attached with boil nami tami. So the Gemara says, the leg of the kazayis basar. So it must be, well, there is no kazayis basar.
You mean attached. Inside the bone?
No, outside the bone. We're not up to inside the bone yet.
We're talking about a plain bone.
We're not yet outside the marrow yet. We're not got yet.
Okay.
The edik affect the Gemara, the edik kazayis
basar. I mean, it could be basar, but if it's not a kazayis basar.
Normally, bones come with basar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if there's basar on the outside of the bone,
if it's a kazayis, then the metam boil. Yeah.
So the Gemara says,
but if it's less kazayis basar.
The less kazayis basar, the leg of pasha, there is no kazayis basar.
The
Gemara, but even though there's no kazayis basar, but let's say there's marrow inside the bone. The e diga kazayis mayach b'befneim tuma b'kas v'el nami l'tame.
What is it? Tuma b'kas?
The tuma mace b'kas breaks forth. So therefore, the Gemara, if you have the coolest,
there's no tefach.
It's not contained.
So the whole oil.
So the whole oil.
What did you say about tefach? That what?
If you have a tefach, it contains the tuma. This tuma.
That means it doesn't travel.
Does not travel above it. But the bone, there is no tefach in the bone.
Every time you have a mace in a tent, it's in a coffin, and there's a tefach above the mace.
A coffin doesn't matter. The coffin has the status of Avi Avos. Anything that's miyuchid, cardboard box. That's why it doesn't really make a difference. But that's why they try to mimayit the tumah by putting the coffin in a cardboard box and have a tefach between
in the plane.
Even though we're still makbid, generally. Anything that is miyuchid for the mace,
it's called, if, right.
It's the
chesed. How does a kohen become a doctor and work in a hospital?
So the heterim, mikuach nefesh, you don't know about it. In a chlav, there are poskim that say,
I know a kohen who's a...
There are poskim that say a kohen is not allowed to become a doctor.
I know a kohen that's a mashgiach in one of these hospitals.
And there are other poskim that say that no such thing. You can become a doctor, you're not mechuyev to take that into consideration, that you can certainly...
You know kohen about doctors? Yeah.
And that. It's a different shiloh. Okay, it's very common that kohen are doctors. They're very common. They're rabbanim who are a kohanim. A rav who's a kohen is allowed can't do a funeral.
Right.
One of the main functions that a rav does in modern America is a funeral.
That's right.
What? Give it the money. It's not good for taking money for a funeral. The Gemara answers the lack of Kazayis Melbifnim. There is no Kazayis Melbifnim. That's what's answer.
Yeah.
There is no Kazayis Basa. Frag the Gemara, Moyach Melbifnim, Malay Ruchim Melbichutz. Frag the Gemara, but if there's Moyach in a small amount of Moyach inside the bone, so we have a principle that the marrow causes healing on the outside of the bone.
What is Mala Rucha that it
brings? It brings up healing. If the animal was alive,
Arucha b'b'chutz.
Arucha means healing.
Even after the animal's dead, it could.
No. We're saying it should be an Eiver Menachai. An Eiver Menachai is Metame. Is Metame in its own right, even if you don't have a Kazayis Basa.
Who says the limb came off?
Doesn't matter. It's considered to be a complete Eiver. Dan Menachai. If you have in a room a complete Aver, and the Aver is less than the size of a Kazayas, but it's a complete Aver, it's Metame Be'oil. If you have a complete Aver,
I hear what you're saying, yeah.
So now over here, this Aver does not have any Bossa. There is no Bossa. It's dry as a whistle. There's no Bossa.
Uh-huh.
But inside of the bone, there is marrow.
Yes.
And the marrow is less than a Kazayas.
Yeah.
But being that there's marrow inside, we should consider this to be an Aver, because if there's marrow inside, if the animal was alive and the bone was attached to the animal, the marrow inside would cause that the basar would regenerate. It would regenerate the basar on the outside. So we should give this bone now when the animal's dead and we have just a bone and the bone is dry, but there's marrow inside, the potency of that marrow should elevate the status of this bone to be in the status of an Aver Sholem, even though there's no Basar, and should be Metame Be'oil. Even though it's less than the size of its eyes. What do you know over here? You know over here, 3,000 years ago, already Chazal understood the koyach of the bone marrow. Today, you just said before, they have bone marrow transplants. Rachmana Litzlan, people who have leukemia, they give them bone marrow transplants. So you see, because the bone marrow is
the more that's inside, they take
bone marrow from someone else.
When you say bone marrow, you're talking about the inside.
The inside. They take,
I know somebody.
Someone who's a match, has the same blood type, and is a genetic match. They take his bone marrow from his bones. They take out a lot, and they inject it into a sick person to heal that person. And it works. Baruch Hashem, it works.
And they can totally recover?
They can totally recover in certain instances. So what is this, you see, Chazal already understood this. Chazal already understood this 3,000 years ago, the koyach of the bone marrow.
Sure they knew everything, of course.
It's all here.
That's a tremendous chiddush what you're saying here. It's not excited, but it's not my chiddush.
Read what it says.
No, I'm just saying the Gemara. Right, the Gemara is tremendous.
Arucha. Arucha means healing.
Yes.
Right? Arucha mi bachutz on the outside.
Is Avram al Yehi?
Memela, what is Avram al Yehu?
Even if it's not a Kazayas.
Look at the Hilgad Rashi, the Mazbe began to Zach.
Wow.
Look at this beautiful Rashi.
Wow.
Vikasav Mechashiv Nimala, if you hold this Mechashiv, Vikasav Mechashiv Nim, Mala Ruchul Basa. I'm sorry. First Rashi in the Gemara. In the event that it was attached to a living, Soif ha-moyach lovoi, What's that
lavai?
It's going to rejuvenate.
Okay.
Pa'amim sham moyach kulei kolei v'choyze v'alidei ha-moyach godel ha-bosa
milamayla. So he's adding here.
This is really a little while. I think we
see this discussion. The
moyach will cause v'alidei ha-moyach godel ha-bosa milamayla. In Cain,
what is color?
Even in a situation where there's no mayach left, let's say the bone dries out.
Okay,
but nevertheless, sometimes the bone by itself regenerates new mayach. The bone has the ability to create new mayach, and then when the new mayach comes, the mayach causes the basar to grow on the outside.
Even though this mayach has no never will do anything of the sort because it's been dead then, the body's been dead
right
for 10 months.
We look Tumah orders relative to what would have been if the animal was alive. The laws of Tumah are relative, it's a parallel world. The laws of Tumah relate to what would have been had this animal been alive. The animal's obviously dead. Therefore, we consider the limb of every etzem cholul to be hollow. Utnan hoivarim ein lohem shiur afilu pachus mikazayis min ames upachus mechadosha min asheres. This Rashi is the latest piece of Gemara, but it doesn't matter because it tells you all the yesodos. And what was the original kasha? The only time there is a din of tumas oihel is when you have a kezayis. We don't have a kezayis here. Tarot says you don't need a kezayis. There's another halacha that you have to know, and that is a complete aver is metame be'oyel, even if it's not a kezayis.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the basic halacha. If you have of an animal a complete aver,
but he says by sheretz is less than a by a person that has to be
a
more sheretz, than a kadasha.
The sheer of tumah by a sheretz is not kadasha.
You just read my mind. He lost his tenth child.
What
you talking about when he lost his tenth child?
How can he go around with the sheretz?
No, how did he carry
human being? That was
that should be even worse than the
veil. So how was he allowed to hold on to the bone? The bone.
Some say it was
bone
a nail.
So what's the end? It's not a kasha because the bone is less than the side. The bone is not basa. It's adosha is only when it comes to a sheretz.
Less than matama.
Sheretz,
but not by human being.
A human being less. It's not matama altogether. The bone is only matama if it's the size. It's not matama. Period. A bone is only matama. That's our sugi right now.
Yeah. It has to have
marrow inside. There's no marrow inside, then it's not matama. But let's finish the Gemara. Let's first finish the Gemara. We're going getting sidetracked. The Gemara here says we have a kasha. We're in the middle of the kasha. So the email of the Mal Laruch and Mimchot, even Mal Yehu, but Il Nam Metame. I'm not going to be ready to be here. Zoys and Maris, Moyach.
You left the Rashi. Sorry, much of the Mal Laruch.
We did the Rashi. Let's go right.
Come the next week.
Let's go right in the Gemara. We'll come. I'm not going to be ready to be here. Zoys for here. We learned the Gemara. Moyach, but with Nim, Einoy, Mal Laruch, Mibachot. That's the Gemara's answer to the question.
The what?
It's not scientifically incorrect. That just because an Aver has within it Moyach, it will not cause the basar to regenerate. Therefore, it's not an aver.
But before he said it will. He's rejecting that.
Yes, that was the most. Yes, Zois HaMeris. Yes, we're rejecting it. Exactly, Zois HaMeris.
What does Zois HaMeris mean?
From here we learn.
Oh.
From here we see. Here we learn this halacha. Mm. So it comes out lemaskana. What was the most kasha? We have the coolest. The Gemara's maskana is a bone is an avi avoy satoma. That's what it says. A bone, what's the shear? Of a bone, etzem, I guess, a barley seed, right? Etzem kisa'oira, I assume the shear of a bone to be metameh as an avia voice is a barley seed. But there's another halacha. Oihel. Besides the issue of it being tameh, being metameh bimaga. A bone is metameh when you touch a bone. In fact, the Gemara, why isn't this bone metameh? But oihel. It should contaminate the ganza. Kehanamarois, right? Why don't we metame be'oyel? So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara says, why should it be metame? There's no basar. The bone does not have a kazayis basar attached to it. Oh, but inside there's kazayis mayach. So cool, it's a great bone.
So the Gemara says it has no kazayis
mayach. It has no kazayis
mayach. It could regenerate it in the
camps. Wait, get very careful. Be very careful what you just said now. Oh, but even though it doesn't have a kazayis, it does not have a kazayis of moyach inside, but the fact that there is moyach means that had this bone been attached to a living animal, that small amount of moyach inside the bone would cause the bone to regenerate basar on the outside,
yeah,
which would make it into an aver sholem.
Yeah.
Oh, so what do we have now in front of us? We have an aver. So even though the aver itself right now is less than the size of a kazayis, but the halacha is an aver sholem is metame b'kol shehu. And for the Gemara, the case here is going when we don't have.
It doesn't, for zoysoy meres,
that the moyach in the bone will not cause the basar to regenerate on the outside of the bone.
Why not?
Mitzias. The Gemara is saying this is the Mitzias. It's not going to cause the basar on the outside to regenerate.
The Havim was yes.
Does brain cells regenerate? Okay.
So this is the yisur that we have all the time. Everyone agrees without question that when there's moyach inside the bone will definitely cause basar to regenerate, but will not cause it to regenerate fully. And the machlokes between the hava, mina, and maskana is the amount that it does regenerate, is that choshuv enough to consider this to be an aver sholem? In the hava, mina, yes, it was choshuv enough, and in the maskana, it's not choshuv enough.
He's not denying they can't regenerate, but it's not considered.
It will regenerate partially.
How do you know that's what
Rabbi
Yehuda
is referring to? That's the derech of the Gemara. Every time you have a machlokes in mitzias, we have a yisoid. There's no such thing as a machlokes in mitzias. Whenever there appears to be in the Gemara, Machlekes and Mitzias, Chazal always tell us the Mitzias is one and the same. The Machlekes is...
Whether 12 months or not.
The Mitzias is one and the same. The Machlekes is, when you have this, let's discuss this case over here. The Mitzias says there's Moyach inside the bone, the Moyach will cause Basar to regenerate, but it's not going to cause it to fully regenerate.
Yeah.
The Machlekes, this degree of regeneration, do we look at it in the world of Halacha to be considered now an Eiver Sholem? In the Hav Amina, yes. Mm-hmm. And the Maskan is Zoysa Meres. No. Vaita. Now, the Gemara says, B'mayo Kimta, let's chaza the Gemara. What's the Gemara's Maskana? The Gemara's maskana is that there's no tumas oihel. Why not? Because the lack of kizayis. There's no kizayis, right? Frek the Gemara, if that's how you get a pshat when it comes to the bone of a human being, and when it comes to oihel, we have to be consistent. So now we go to the next part of this, we discuss the case of pigol and noisar, and discuss the bone of the animal. We have to be consistent and say, yachi b'mukdashim amay mitameh. Why by Mukdashim there's no Kizayis? Why there is a Mitame? Visukulis Nevela, and the next part of the Bride's Kulis Nevela, Kulis Nevela, my Mitamu, there is no Kizayis. When it comes to a human being, if you tell me a human is not going to be Tumas Oihel, and by a human being, it says, Beferish in the Torah, there's Tumas Maga. Last week's Parsha, we learned Parsha's Pora. Oy Ve'etzem. Oy v'kaveh, right? The Feirush in the Pasuk, in the Parshas, in Foro Adumo Sinimo.
Why are we coming out to my intellect? Because we just now said it's not...
Kasha, why is it Otumas Oyel? What's the Gwichaz of the Gemara? It says in the Mishnah, Kulis Ames, Tumas Maga. Frek the Gemara, how come there's no Tumas Oyel? So what's the Gemara's Maskana?
By Kulis HaMekdoshim,
my
Metama. So why don't we come on?
I feel a bit mago. There shouldn't be tuma by mukdashim.
It's like a kizayis.
It's like kizayis basa. There's no why, because by tumas mukdashim doesn't see anywhere in the Torah that a bone is metame. By a human being, it says that a bone is metame.
Yeah.
It says it twice in Dachlis Parashah Vibalkui. It says once vayetzem. It says it twice, by the way. The previous Torah gave himself. The first time is vayetzem, and the second time it says vayetzem. Right, if you don't say correctly, they'll scream you in shul when you learn ve'etzem and va'etzem. I learned the hard way.
No.
Okay, so by a human being, there's a din of tuma by bones. By mukdashim, there's no such thing. By nevela, there's no such thing. By tum of bones without boss, without moyach, by animals, not by mukdashim or pigul and noiser, not by nevela. So frek the Gemara. So why then? If you have to be consistent, if it comes to the beginning of the Mishnah, comes to the Mishnah by a human being with Zetzingai, and the reason why there's not going to Mas Oihel is because there is no what? There is no Kezayis Bosta on the outside, not on the inside. It's not going to regenerate. When it comes to the animal, the Zel Bazach, so why then is there going to be Tumas Maga when it comes to the animal? Back to the Gemara. B'mayu kimta, I lost the place 1 second over here. B'mayu kimta, the leka kazayis yach b'vukdash b'mayim etame. This is furthermore kulis nevela. The third part of the mission, when it comes to the nevela, the kulis hasharetz ki nikvu when they're perforated amayim etamu. Same kasha. There's no kazayis basar. And for the Gemara holei kasher in a chanami, we're going to break up the Mishnah. Rei should like kazayis by the human being. Is not kazayis. Sefer diga kazayis. Umay kamash. What's the chiddush? Mili kamashulon. The Mishnah over here is coming to teach us. You want to be consistent. You want to be inconsistent. So you're telling me things that we what a chiddushim over here. Bish loyma. You want to tell me there's no kazayis basar? Wow. You're teaching me chiddushim noiram that we never heard of before. But you're telling me mili. You're telling me over here we're going to break up the Mishnah with a sack in charifta. You're telling me basic yisoides, aleph base. We know these halachas all ganshas. My kamashlan, mili kamashlan, reisha kamashlan, the moich mebefnim is teaching the moich mebefnim einam ala arucha mebechutz. That was the previous sugya. The chiddush that it's not going to be male arucha to the degree that we consider it to be an eiver sholem to be metame b'oil, and mukdashim kamashlan, shimush noiser milsi. To teach you a chiddush that the bone is a yacht. It's like teaching you a special customized chiddush that is by kotchen. There's a yad by kotchen. When Chazal enacted that of the basar nevela and the basar tigel and the basar noisar is given the matam of the yadayim as a shiny, that's a shiny chiddush. Not only were they misaking the basar's mig, even there's a yad. The bone also is given the matam of the yadayim. And this is called shimush. Even though it's awesome, shimush, no, we have to have a kazayis. You have to have a kazayis. That's key. There's no, and has to be, and has to, and has to be, it has to be, there has to be a kazayis by the chazal masakin. There has to be a kazayis by mukdashim, by nevela. It has to be minukavim. There has to be inside. There has to be also but the nayadin of shimush noisar milsehi. The amamori by avu amarbitzak atzmois kadoshim shishimush noisar. It's a fancy way of saying yad. It's a special terminology. The Chazal used for a kachem mitame mesayadayim hoyel v'nase bosses l'davros. Oh, look at this! Hilch Shabbos sounds like you have all these terms. You have to mamash. There's a din of yad, a din of shomer, a din of shimush, and now we have another term called a bosses l'davros. Four different terms. You have to mamash a lomish a shiach of a chalik in four different terms. Nevel avagav dika kazayis. Nick, in now, we're going to see the world goes out and get in there. Alright, so we're going to still get to
it. Oh, yeah, wow.
We didn't do too much tonight. How are you? Did it work out with you?
Yeah, I'm doing it. Baruch Hashem, we're coming to
the beach here. What?
I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Wow.
I'm can make it.
When is it?
8th of the